Let's talk about the Chiefs' opponent on Sunday, the New York Jets. The Jets have struggled so far this year. They've lost 7 straight games. A lot of that has to do with their offense, particularly the quarterback position, as the Jets coming into Sunday's game have only averaged 179 yards passing through the air. Part of the reason that they've made the switch from quarterback Geno Smith to veteran Michael Vick.
That was tipped, and that's picked off for a third time by Aaron Williams. He will take it in. A third interception, and this time it was Williams who picks it off.
Well, I think it's time to make a change. I mean, I don't ever remember a quarterback having such a poor start in the game. This is just terrible.
Now, while Michael Vick might not have the same athleticism we saw early in his career when he was with the Falcons, he still has plenty of burst to get out into the open field and make some plays with his feet.
And there goes Vick again on the run. He's got a first down, winding his way around a curly block.
The New York Jets are a run-first offense. They rank 3rd in the NFL with 236 rushing attempts so far this season. Now, they're also averaging 4.7 yards per carry. That's the way this offense wants to move the football. Now, in the passing game, quarterback Michael Vick has completed just 46% of his passes so far this season. His top receiving target, wide receiver Eric Decker, came over from the Denver Broncos, has just 363 yards receiving so far this season. Most of his targets have come in the short to intermediate range. Of his 31 receptions, only 2 of them have been for passes that traveled at least 20 yards or more down the field. He does most of his damage across the middle on some of those shorter routes. Now, another target that we've got to talk about is their new guy, the guy they just brought in wide receiver Percy Harvin. Now, you can say whatever you want about what Percy Harvin's done and the different places that he's been and the issues that he's had, but when he's healthy and he's out on the field, he has made plays for whatever offense is able to get him the ball. Last week in their game, they got him out on the field. They're trying to incorporate him as much as they can, something the Chiefs defense will have to keep an eye on. Now, defensively, they're built around the strength of their defensive line. Last weekend, it was Robert Quinn, William Hayes, and Aaron Donald. This week, it's Sheldon Richardson, Muhammad Wilkerson, and Quentin Coples. They've combined for 46 quarterback hurries through their first 8 games. This is a defense that has 24 sacks on the season, which ties them with the Chiefs for 4th in the NFL. Anytime you face a Rex Ryan defense, you have to be aware of where the pressure is coming from. They have 10 different players that have at least 1 sack. The offensive line is going to have to communicate in order to be successful on Sunday. Now, while Coach Andy Reid called this Jets defensive front 7 maybe one of the best in the NFL, they've struggled on the outside. Starting quarterbacks Darren Walls and Antonio Allen have both allowed over a 134 quarterback rating when thrown against them. That's 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. That's an area you might want to watch for on Sunday as Alex Smith and these receivers, these tight ends, try to take advantage of that.